Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, Loud Rock Man, the Joaquin, man. Shadri Lai, Ilaha Illallah, and Shadri Lai, the Muhammad Rasulullah. We'll be back with us and we testify again. There's no God but Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has planted us here on this earth with instructions on how to live our life. And one of those instructions is to not to make anything with our hands or with our mind or with anything and call it God. Up in the sky, the water, land, call nothing God. Allah say he's one and alone. There's nothing that you can imagine that is here. That's he. And he have sent a prophet and messenger to explain that to us. And the last prophet that was mentioned or that was told to be coming by Christ Jesus said one would come after him and leave us and all, announced that one was coming. And in the Bible, they call him Ahmad. But his name is Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, means he's the seal of the prophet. He's a noble, honorable one. So we're in the line of this Block Talk Radio Station. Speaking about a serious problem that's going on all over the world, and that is the image. And this image needs a message of concern to screen this image out so we can see God as one and one and alone. All the lies that have been told all these years could and is coming to an end. All the lies that we can write down, that we can trace back, it's going to come to an end. And who's going to bring it to an end? Those ones that were rejected, despised, those ones who walked on and mistreated and made to think that they were inferior because the knowledge they once had was taken away from them. And they took that knowledge away from us. And now, then they come and took away the skills that we had. We didn't have knowledge of ourselves, but the skill was still in us because we the one made the first car. We the one made the Coca-Cola, the red light, and all the other good vices in this world to make this world go, clocks and everything else. And they stole that away from us. They don't put our name on those. And then they tell us don't even teach our history no more. What kind of people would do anything like that? Are people who have been put in and lied to and told that God come in their image? Are people who have truly been lied to, they've been called by a color they don't have. They've been called white people. There never have ever been any white people on this earth unless they had leprosy. White means pure. If there had been some pure people on this earth, we would never have slavery. We would never have the problem that we have. Why you think white people, who if they was God charged, don't you think they would be better? They would be more kinder, more nicer, more reasonable. But they don't have that. You can't find that hardly with them. You can't find where they respect everybody. They might expect some people like themselves, like the Ku Klux Klan. They expect people have the same redneck they got, same low-down and nasty attitude they got. And they call themselves white. And ain't nothing white and right about them. But it takes the African American, the one who's been put under them, and they had the use of us, and we got the history on how they mistreated us. Now they don't want to talk about it, but they don't want you to feel guilt. They don't want their children to feel guilty about how they done. They don't have to feel guilty about that. The scripture said, whatever you do in this world, it determines where God puts you in the next world. So nobody leave this world without getting God's judgment. This is what helped me when Imam Wahdati Muhammad said it in Chicago. He said, those cruel people, those vicious people, those ungodly people, all the treacherous thing they have done, get away. They can't leave it. It stays with them. It goes with them to the grave. And it speaks volumes of them for them. So you can't do wrong. I can't do wrong. And they didn't do wrong. And those who have done wrong, according to scripture, not according to Akbar, Abdullah Akbar, not calling the scripture, those people met what they earned. And they earn the hellfire, like the Jews are doing now. Not the real Jew, but the Zionist. The evil one, the one from Poland, but the ungodly, the one don't have no conscience. The one that Hitler tried to get rid of, who have now become and worship because they have some backing coming from the United States. Anytime you drop a bomb on a hospital and people in there trying to get well and pass themselves up, you are the most low-downest person that this world could ever put together. Not Allah. Allah said everything he created was good. You ain't got no good in you no more. Your good is gone and been evaporated. So we here tonight on the Brock Talk radio station. Sorry, I was trying to be delayed. I had to go get another computer, get on another computer because the other computer would not work. So let me open up with a prayer, with some normally that we always do, but we living in a tough time. With the atmosphere is seeing the getting rough in the atmosphere. So there's a sign you can't do wrong. You're going to enjoy this earth. So let's open up with a prayer and ask Allah to protect us and guide us and bring about a solution to all these evil problems that we're facing and seeing in this world today. First, we'll open in the open. Call Al-Fatah. First, we will say it in the Arabic language, and then we will say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين We seek protection with Allah from against Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, with the name of Almighty God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who continue to go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet our audience, all our brothers and sisters, in the best of the greeting, a greeting that should be given all over the world. If we want peace, then we say we are people that love peace, then we should want peace all over the world. And we know around Christmas, the 25th of December, they talk about peace on earth should be all the time. But who is leading that idea is the Muslim. We have it in our opening and when we speak to each other. We say, Assalamu alaikum. We are saying, may God, love, peace, be upon you, be upon you, that God peace be upon you. And that's the best greeting. And that obligates all of us to thank and to keep the peace. Where there's no peace, there's no love of God. Where it is broken, then somebody have left and strayed far away from God. In order for you to break the peace and be an unpeace-worthy person, you think because you got a big arm and you got weapons of mass destruction, you can bully and take and move people around and that thing. God is the author of truth, and God will protect the righteous. Never would the unrighteous will overcome the righteous. I don't care what kind of bomb they got or what kind of weapon they got, because they got to use that weapon in the sky. They got to take that weapon and move it around on the ground. And Allah control all of that. He controlling the shaking of the earth. He control the snow, the rain, the wind. He control all of that. Huh? People seen little David. They read about little David fighting Goliath. And they will tell you and talk about that. Don't see the real meaning of that. The real meaning of David and Goliath, that has a big superpower. Wanted to jump on a people that didn't have no mass weapon, and that do them any kind of way. But that little small David took out a sling shot, took out a principal, and hit Goliath in the head. And big liar came down, fell down. That to show us that Allah is in control and charge all times and all seasons. There's nothing more powerful than Allah, and Allah going to keep his words. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the so-called Zionists have sent maybe plenty of them to heaven and have caused many of them to go to hell because of following Satan, the rejected enemy. Only Allah knows. He knows who are evil and corrupt. They showed a part of Israel popped up on my phone where they showed, you heard the people in there saying a prayer, calling a dance, getting ready to pray, and this Zionist walked up and threw the hand grenade in there and killing the people who were making Salah. He didn't know he sent them straight to paradise. He didn't know that his time and day, his number is going to be poor, and when the death angels come at him and snatch out his soul, he would know why. He didn't do nothing to prevent it. He think he did something smart, killing people who were saying their prayer. What an evil and a evil person would do something like that. And these people saying they are God's chosen people. They had to lie about that. They had to lie about these people. You lie about Christmas and Thanksgiving and all the other lies they tell. Yeah, we all be thankful every day, but the Native American not thanking the European for coming here stealing and taking and getting their land. African American, we should be here thanking and happy about they come and got us and worked us for 100 years, raped us, did us, whatever they want to us. They took our language and culture, then tried to tell us that slavery wasn't bad. It ain't bad. It wasn't that bad. Huh? We learned a lot in slavery. We built the, before we even came to America, we built the pyramids. We built we built things on this planet before we even set foot in America. Huh? Anytime you force somebody to do something wrong, you oppress them, then Allah is not with you. And they know that Allah is not with them. And me telling them, we're telling them they ain't white no more, that's taking another page out of their history. They've been getting away with that. Like, I'm a white man, you don't like me because I'm white. A white man killed a black man. A white man arrested a black man. He put his knee on his neck and he died. No, evil man, a pink and red man, an ungodly man killed a good man by putting his knee on his neck. According to his own book that he gave us, forced us to take, said that nobody gets away with nothing. So He ain't getting away with it. Huh? That skin is not getting away with it. All the tricks they done pulled, it's coming to an end. Not the good people. I'm not talking about good people. Good people have nothing to worry about. They innocent. They innocent. I'm talking about the bad ones who get in office, who run for president, who become the mayor, governor, who be a police chief. I'm talking about these no good, ungodly, unforsaken, unforgivable people that think they're going to get away with it. Think they're going to enjoy the life after this life. And that life after this life is like this life after sleep. One day you keep waking up, and one day you're not going to wake up the next day, and one day you're going to wake up on the other side. You're going to wake up in the judgment. And everything that you, all the tricks and all the people you done heard it, all the things you done stole, all the lies you done told, going to meet you there. And they going to speak volumes for you. And you think that God, the creator of this creation, going to put you in the paradise? You no more getting in paradise. No different than a bad son and a good son. Bad son didn't do nothing right. Went take the garbage out. Went go to school. The good son went to school, took the garbage out, did what got on the honor roll, and the bad one went to jail 3 or 4 times. You think you going to get paradise? Huh? You think a wrong going to get rewarded? There's no reward for wrong. But wrong itself, punishment. And their book tell them, you reap what you sow. You can't sow good. You can't sow bad and get good. So they reap what they sow. So we here tonight. May Allah continue to bless us. May Allah continue to bless us. We on this journey. Never leave it. Allah bless us. Continue to always being Muslim, being kind and honorable to each other. Be good men and good women, and be good example in front of the children, in front of the next generation. So we're here tonight because we love Allah. We fear Allah more than we fear a man with a pistol in our face. So we pray that Allah will continue to always protect us. We have had the best leader. Allah is one of the best leaders of the besides. When Allah sent up Prophet Muhammad, we didn't know nothing about Prophet Muhammad. The Imam Wahidin Muhammad came in our life and explained to us about Prophet Muhammad. Explained to us about the Quran. We didn't know nothing about the Quran to Imam. All these other Imams and all these other people were there, but they couldn't tell you nothing about the Quran. They weren't speaking no Arab until Imam Wahidin Muhammad come out and spoke. There wasn't nobody calling their dad until Imam Wahidin Muhammad come on the scene. Nobody. I lived in the country and nobody was calling their dad. Nobody was Quran. They did it behind closed doors. Nobody was saying anything about La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah until Imam. Nobody took the chairs out of their place of worship until Imam Wahidin Muhammad came on the scene. So all praise are due to Allah. We can't forget where we come from. Allah has sent us the best, and now it's time for us to be the best. Anybody? All right, somebody making a lot of noise. So is anybody else who would like to share in this conversation? Master One, come into the queue. Nobody want to say anything? Well, I think I'll bring one of the young men up, Brother Rakeem. Rakeem, do you have anything to say? Rakeem, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam. Do you have anything to say?
Oh, give me 5 more minutes.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll get back. So anybody else? So we here tonight to get rid of the racism, all the lies. We here to speak up for the Palestinians.
Not because we see ourselves. We see what have been done to the Native Americans and what they did. We see the same thing anytime a people got to cut your water on and off, turn the electricity on and off. You in bondage. You're not a free. That's what they do in jail. You're not a free person. And that these people have been under the influence of these evil and wicked people for all these years. After they will allow the accident, will let them come in and stay with you. And I heard that the first place they were wanting to put them Jews at was in Nigeria. But I'm thank Allah with what he had now. They think they're going to control and make a new make paradise for themselves, dig a trench, open up that place so they can put bring boats and stuff and all and they get rich. No, they can get that. Allah gave them much chance and sent them many prophets so they can change their life, so they can be exercised the best idea to the people, and they fail every time. They fail to hear and obey. Yeah, so they can't point to the Hitler no more, because they have become Hitler. They have become Hitler-like. Hitler-nized. They are like the children of Hitler. So they are doing the very thing that they said Hitler was trying to do to them. Shooting men and throwing them in a hole, following the pattern of Pharaoh, kill the men and save the women. And they say doing some of the horrible things to the women, taking broomsticks and sticking up the women's rear behind. What kind of people would do something like that? Blow up a hospital. Men's in there praying, throw a bomb in there and kill them all. What kind of people would do people be praying? What is freedom, justice, and equality? Where is the American way? And then this dictator, he's a dictator. Ain't nobody voting him in. They voted him out, and he would not leave. He fired the general over the army. So this kind of evil person, Byron, an old fool, gonna support this man, an old fool. His feet already halfway in the grave, and he should be cleaning his record up. He should be the best behavior. Evil people down and told me not gonna support them. No, I'm gonna stand with these devils. That's what he said. I'm gonna stand with the ungodly people. Well, that standing with them, I've got you a ticket to hell. You earn the right to go to HELL. And you and if you don't turn around and mend your ways and act the creator of this creation to forgive you, because ain't no matter what you a president or whatever you are, you won't have no great standards in the next on the other side. It's what your work gonna speak for you. How did you work? How did you treat people? How did you treat your mom? How did you treat African American? How do you treat the Native? How do you treat the Mexican? How do you treat human beings, spirit? All that gonna speak for you, Byron. Barack Obama gave you a chance because he liked the spirit rare that you speak out. Obama and none of them. Kennedy, none of them has a free pass for paradise. Because what they have done, they have put themselves in the leadership over the people. The people trusted them, and many times they trusted, the people trusted them, they let the people down. So that goes on their record. And their record will speak volumes about them. So I don't want to be out Byron's shoes. I thank Allah for blessing me to be a Muslim. Out of all the people in my family, he chose me to be a Muslim. to submit my will to do the will of the one creator of this creation. That itself is a higher place in this world. That I, because God could have made me a dog, chasing chickens and rounding up goats and lamb, but he made me a human being over the other life. He made me a human being over the tree life, the fish life. He over all other life on this earth, the bean life, the corn life. Allah made me to be over that. To use these things that my life, stay going, keep going. Allah did that. So I thank Allah. He could have made a lion that had to kill some every, just right every other day to live, run it down, bite his neck off and all that. He blood and everything else without, but I eat my meat cooked. I eat my meat boiled and fried. So this, all this is a blessing from Allah. So I thank Allah for blessing me to be a human being. And the top of the human being is that word Muslim. Because you can be, if you're not a Muslim, on top of your life means one who submits his will to do the will of God. You can be called a human being. You can say, well, I'm a Christian. But what does it mean to be a Christian if you got more than one God? Are you truly a Christian, truly Christ-like? When Christ said, not my will be done, but Allah's will be done, he said, not his will. He said, I didn't come on my own, but God sent me. If you're a Christian, you realize God has sent you. And your will should be what Allah will, and that will was put in books and the Ten Commandments and other things in the Bible. But God said, "Don't make no image of Him."
Right.
So you back? You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you got it. Okay.
I said, "I'm like in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful." One who has given us his life and have choose us to have this way of life and have named the way of life that he has chosen to give to us at this line. Peace. As we see the signs of the nature, your connection, the more you feel more connected to your nature is the more you feel connected and your serenity is your peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of charity sustaining for all the world. Matter of fact, my omi had a school going me and mother. My omi had a school years and years ago. The name of the school was called the Natural Connection Center of Learning. Center of Learning. And that's the development of our life as humanity, humanitarians. That's all of us, all of us. The obedience that Allah wants us to have to him, very, very significant and important. It's so important, Allah depend on it. But one thing that we know that the Satan, and when I say the slave master, the one who opposed Shaitan as his instruments and utilized Shaitan as his instruments to manipulate this people's spirituality. One thing that Shaitan have done to our minds is poison us. We poison. We got detox in us. The men, the women, majority of us poison, meaning we're not in our natural state of mind. And we haven't been in our natural state of mind in a long time. We haven't been in our spiritual mind. But we have been following a mind that have addressed our own mind and have opened our minds and took some of the poison out of it. And Allah give us his beautiful life. But the mind that we were introduced to was the mind of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah have peace and blessing be upon him. This mind produced the obedience that we were scared to produce within ourselves. Because our master gave us this mentality of reject Allah and be obedient to him. They want as much as the Shaitan, Lucifer, brother, wanted so much as changing the word of Allah. When you come into belief, brothers, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, if Allah guides you to this beautiful way of life, to Islam, when you come into belief, you'll see and understand it better. You understand it better. But they wanted us to be obedient to them. And they utilized every avenue so that they can have this obedience. They utilized every avenue so that they can have this obedience for us, from us, from the people. So much so we see this obedience at church. Where the attention does not go to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. It goes to the image behind the African-American preacher. But we know just as well as the European know that the first commandment was taken out of the Bible and reformed itself into a commandment of European superiority. Because the first commandment, thou shalt love the Lord, your God, our God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first commandment. But to distract the intelligence of one, of many millions and millions, to love the European imagery of Christ with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. It's very, very detrimental. It takes out the word of Allah and it begins to be the word of Satan. One thing that manifestation God's love upon earth is they love to be worshipped. Now we know, as Imam tells us, that they can only be a legitimate God. They ain't no God. They didn't trick themselves. And to my Christian congregation, ask yourself, can you be tricked? If you're honest, you'll say yes. If you're honest and the question was asked towards you, and Muslims too, that question was asked towards you, who did Prophet Muhammad and Prophet Isa, who you know as Christ, Yahweh, worship? And you would say the Almighty. You wouldn't hesitate. You wouldn't hesitate. So where did they get this worshiping Muhammad and worshiping Isa from? They didn't get it from Allah. They didn't get it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They got it from this master that told them to follow to obey, as it says in Peter, it says obey your earthly masters. It says obey your earthly masters as you will obey Christ. Obey your earthly masters as you will obey Christ. So what did that do to our brothers? What did that do to our brothers' minds? What did that do to our parents? What did that do to our people with good hearts, good initiative, good conduct, good moral life. What did it do? It's the same thing being done as we was in slavery and say, let go of slavery. Freedom. Take the chains off of them. Let them go as they please. But they gave us nothing. They gave us more corruption than they gave us any morality, any dignity. So that's what he's done. And he masterminded by reconstructing the word of Allah. Allah say, woe to those. Allah say, woe to those. So false worship comes with false spirituality, a false intelligence, false obedience. And it gave us a physical master to worship. And not just to worship, but to obey. This physical master as this mythology giving our brothers and sisters false guidance. False guidance. We know that the Almighty spoke through Christ. It wasn't Christ's words. He used Christ. Ain't that one of the prayers of Muhammad? Muhammad said, here I am, Allah, use me. If you're a believer, whether you male or female, you want to be used. We all want to be used. The problem is we don't want to be misused. The Europeans, Rosa Parks. And they had many of people like Rosa Parks, many of people like Nat Turner that we'll never find out about because they won't give us this history. They give us that sprinkle just a little. Give us just a little light to see in the dark, just a little bit. But once you find yourself from that darkness, and you see that the world wants light, he created the heavens and the earth, and he formed the night into dark, and he formed the light. That's the same as human. That's the same as us being humans. What attracts us to this? The spiritualityness of us. What excites our minds? What is the spirit? When we became Muslims again, from our previous condition, we began to get that spirit back in us as an infant, as a child. And it did something to us. It registered something to us. We were so happy. We wanted everybody to know about it. That we got rejected. But Allah said, hey, I ain't going to forsake you. Keep on going. The one thing that the master had for his guidance is he had power. He just didn't have you to worship him. He told you to pay him for your worship. And a lot of us didn't pay him for our worship, for his worship, false worship. Allah said, thou shalt love the Lord. Love Allah. This is for Muslims. We should love Allah because Allah said all the attention should be on him. And we see how Satan works. Satan give you no gossip. Right? He give you enough hate. He give you enough dislike. He give you enough evil eye. He give you love, just enough liquor. A little bit of narcotics or whatever the choice of your drugs is. He'll give you just a little bit so you can forget about all praises to Allah till you make yourself a God that you see as your imagery in your churches or some of their mosques or proclaim to be mosques or masjids. So what does it do? It egos your mentality from the spirituality that Allah wants you to be spiritual to Allah about. So you take on these characteristics of Satan and his followers and thinking that it's going to save your lives from Allah, from the day of judgment, or Allah from you being on this earth right now. So we're way behind. It is our duty as Muslims, those who believe. Allah say those who believe. it's our duty to be in our family members' ear before anybody and exalt them in his righteousness. Every time you talk to your family member that's a Christian, you tell them something that's going to spark an interest of what the truth is about, even if you had to get in an argument with them. Allah say, argue with them in the best of manners. You know how you ever argue with somebody and they smarter than you? They start to use all these big words, and you still ain't submitted to because you don't understand what he say. You still going with what they talking about, what they saying. Allah say, argue with them in the manners. Because you can say some stuff that they don't know nothing about. And majority of us as humans, we know nothing. Our knowledge is small compared to what Allah's knowledge is. Allah just sprinkled us just a little light, just a seed to get your way home. That's a blessing. He said the mercy is Prophet Muhammad. May peace and blessing be upon him. That's our mercy. But if we're not giving back this guidance that Allah then gave us, he gave us it through Prophet Muhammad. Some say Elijah Muhammad. Some say Pharaoh Khan. Some say Imam Wafdi Muhammad. Some say Imam Jamil Amin. Some say Siraj Wahad. All these imams, ma'am that was on the lifeline this morning, all these imams. They don't segregate themselves from the brotherhood. And neither should they utilize the congregation to segregate themselves from the brotherhood. But they know when the hikmah is revealed, Allah say the believer hears and obeys. A believer don't hear and turn away. We hear and obey so that we can form ourselves into this spirit of life. This beautiful spirit that Allah produces, not us, not them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until our attention is, all of our attention is toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord and Father, sustainer of all the world. Allah only want to give us the best in this world and the best in hereafter. And dear brothers, we can't have no best. But by now, y'all know who Allah is. By now, you know who Prophet Muhammad is. By now, you know who the righteous is. By now. But by now, you don't know what money is. Because we don't know what money is. Because all the money we had, we didn't play with it. It been played around. We trust in everybody's dreams and haven't established any mark upon this earth as Muslims. Not African-American Muslims. We see the Chinese and did it, right? Ain't it beautiful? We see the Chinese and got restaurants all over the world, all over America. They got the little, inventory, you know, little inner space. Some got it at their home, some got it at their restaurants, you know. Europeans got, you know, when the Europeans around, they build up towers as tall as the sky. We as African-American Muslims have to have businesses that's going to produce wealth, wealth. Every masjid upon the leadership should be able to produce a business that incomes of millions of dollars, not annually, but monthly. Gas station, clothes, food. You can't do it by yourself. It's impossible. Everyone have to have a share into it to be able to produce. We know who Allah is. We know who Rasulullah is. We even know who Imam Muhammad is. Some of us know the Imam better than we know ourselves. But do we know what economics is? And for us to utilize each other, because that's what the Imams taught. That's what Prophet Muhammad taught. That's what Allah teaches. You ain't going to get into paradise till you want for your brother what you want for yourself. He ain't talking about each other women. Oh, we talking about something for loose. We talking about how to get this paper, how to get houses to secure our children's future, secure our children's schools, secure our children's education. How can we come into that growth and development for that part of our religion? Because their brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad wasn't no poor prophet. Isa wasn't no poor prophet. The prophets wasn't poor. Moses built the ark. He the first person to teach the world how to construct arks. Noah, excuse me. We ain't had no poor prophets. The Europeans turned that imagery upon us because we African Americans. But we not poor. They just stole everything that our ancestors, our great-great-grandmamas didn't invent it, and great-great-granddaddies didn't invent it. They took it from us, and they multiplied into millions and trillions of dollars. But we need businesses, and I say, let's target gas stations. Gas stations pull in millions of dollars, millions a year. We take that small money, and we allow the money to continue flipping and flipping and flipping. Money ain't no good, dear brothers and sisters. You got it sitting. It's just sitting. It ain't got no interest on it. Ain't no putting no money on it. It's just sitting. But the banks, they know this knowledge. They take your money out. They take our money out. And they go put it in these buildings they go building up. We had that right, dear brothers and sisters. Imam says, don't compete on big coliseums. Light bill of so much. Believers are drained out. Heat so much the believers are drained. They don't go compete with them. But put it in business. What's going to establish multiple millions of dollars? Forget them thousands. Stop thinking. Let's stop thinking small. Let's think big. And what's going to produce it? Turning over and turning over and turning over. Right now, it's gas. The economy on gas is way up. It's gas. And I advise every masjid, you say we are under the leadership of Imam Waruf D. Muhammad. We are. We are under the leadership of any imam. Get a gas station. Muslim owned. We are the plug on the gas, brothers, sisters. Let's utilize it. We got plugs in China. But it'd take a gas station first to develop these millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. And then let's go open up something else. They're going to make some money. A Dunkin' Donut franchise. Don't cost that much, $100,000. But it bring in millions every year. We need to think bigger than what we're doing. And the community is drained. We barely got enough to take care of ourselves. But Allah, out of his mercy, he does not forsake us. He always give us enough to provide. He always give us enough to eat. He always give us enough to drink. But as a ummah, it's our responsibility to pull our brothers out of the wrong, pull our Christian brothers out of the wrong. As Rasulullah said, we got to pull them out. Even you got to pull your believers, some of your Muslim brothers and sisters that are going left, not straight. Pull them out the wrong. Help them. Help them. Allah say free, and you didn't murder somebody. It's not allegorical speaking. There's plenty of ways of deaths. Allah say free a slave. Free someone who's being oppressed. Freedom. Help them free themselves. There's a man Brother Akbar was talking to us some years ago. He might don't even remember this. But the two brothers were beefing. And we on the phone together. I asked the brother, how much is it going to cost for them to be civilized with each other. Say, assalamu alaikum. Because I'm thinking bigger than that picture. Because if you don't utilize to bring yourself peace together, then you are against your own religion. If you're not bringing peace in your houses, you're not bringing pieces in your environment, and you're against the religion of Islam, that means you're against Allah and Rasulullah. So we have to build ourselves, dear brothers and sisters, and we got to continue building ourselves until we see something that we can inherit it upon this earth. If the righteous shall inherit the earth, who do you think the righteous are? You think the Jews are the righteous because they got everything? You think the Christians who are in false worship are the righteous? No, you are the righteous. Ummah, You believe in Allah, you follow Rasulullah. Now it's time to back it up and have something that's going to be able to produce. And you know what? Allah ain't put us in China. He ain't put us in Africa. Yeah, our ancestors came from. He ain't put us in all these other countries. He put us in a country that upholds this constitution with each other, for us to be equal with each other. We are equals. Equality is, it means you are my equal. You ain't no king over me. You ain't no king over somebody. You ain't no queen over somebody. Y'all are equals to each other. It's your egos to think you better than the next person. But we equals. Allah put us here in America for a reason. Now it's time for us to utilize this reason. Imam Muhammad said, what was the vision? New Africa? Then we need to start producing New Africa. And leadership need to stop playing with the believers' money. You know, people need to resign. And we need to bring the leadership up that we was brought up on, Quran and Sunnah, and the leaders that we choose to follow, so that we can produce betterness in civilization in America while we're here upon this earth, so that we can be, as we say we are, Muslims. I come to you in peace, I leave in peace, and the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, Lake Island. Thank you, Brother Lockheed. So if anybody else wanted to say anything, that mask one and come into the queue. When you mask one on the cell phone, you'll be brought into the queue, and then we will cut your phone on your mic over where you can talk. So whom are they sitting right there? This is me, Bob Rockman, or he. I said we lie, he lie, he the law. I said we lie, name Muhammad of Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify. There's no God but one God, whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. This is the testing ground that he has placed us in America to test us in and see which one is worthy of a reward or a prize or a gift that we will receive for doing right. Don't think you're not going to get a gift for doing right, but you sure going to get a gift. Won't be a gift that you would like for doing wrong, but you're going to receive something. I promise you that you're going to receive something. So we said, let's receive the best. That's why God give us these commandments and these laws and these attributes of him to make us think and use our life of the best way we can. But Satan is coming after life through the TV. He got so many movies out there on African Americans, how to kill each other, how to rape somebody, how to misuse a woman, and how the woman should dress and take all her clothes off and ride up and down a pole. Satan is working. Tell them how to curse and which way to curse and what tattoo to put on their body and where to put it at and what earring to put in their nose and around their eyes and in their tongue. Yeah, Satan is working. But his time is up. He's working, but his time has been up. But we here tonight with the help of Allah to correct some wrong that we put out in the world. And only Allah can help us. And Allah is going to help us. I can see it. The end of the day, when the Caucasians drop their heads and realize that they're not like this. They're people that Allah gave them color by the environment they come out of. They come out of Europe, hot, cold environment. And your skin can't be nothing but light come out of that environment for so many thousands of years. You don't need no curly hair in that environment. You need straight hair.
Because straight hair, when that water hit your head, it keeps going. That curly hair hit your head, it stays there to cool the head off. That's the environment that Allah created human being in, and he, and that environment supports the human life. And that environment that the European came out of, it supported their light skin. That straight hair. That bear-looking look they carry when they don't cut their hair and hair grow all on their arms and around their neck. That environment caused that to happen. When we lived in Africa, our nose had to be broad because you don't want all that that air cannot go up the little thin nose that the Caucasian receives in their environment. That cold air cannot go up their nose. So the hot air. So your nose be broad, but the air can go up in it. You seen him go really? He got a broad nose because he live in a hot climate. Another kind of climate you need that kind of that nostril where you get plenty of air. And so Allah created us in different environments. He said in different nations, not that we might spy each other, but we can learn from each other. And once you learn that, you see that we're all of the creation of God. And he's the one who gave us our color and our hair and the texture of our skin. He's the one who did that. We didn't do it. We had nothing to do with it. We didn't have nothing to do about what mother and father going to lay down and produce us. Allow that. So once we realize that we're on a mission, and the mission is to make it back to paradise, because these evil people who took on the idea that God came on their image have made the ones inferior, and some of them so inferior that they would say and do anything to somebody to look like them. That's what you call it. So nothing serious. When a man call another man a name and then call himself that. When he called himself that, I ain't good, I'm just a nigger and all that. When he said that by himself, that comes from the learning environment that he's in. How a man with his right mind would have heard Allah say everything he created was good. He would never say that by himself. We never make no statement like that. But look what Allah say. Allah say he would never change our condition until we change within our hearts about each other. So we want the Caucasian people to change because we are brothers. And we know that he will become a better brother once he hear and obey and follow the truth. But he stopped thinking that he's better. His ego won't get like his brother. Ego won't get in the way. And then see, his ego get in the way. What he got to back that ego up? Judges. Because if you hit him or he hit you, he going to court, the judge is more likely going to let him go. They're going to punish you for hitting somebody that look like him. That's one thing the Caucasian have realized they had to do in order to master us is to stick together. Even when they were wrong, they stuck together. The Gittacullers and the McCoys, they lived in the mountains of Tennessee and they fought. But when they fought, unless somebody said that African-American the African-American need to be put back in their place. They put down there hurting each other and come and deal with us. Then they might have went back to war. But after they dealt with us, then they stopped and come and deal with us. And then once they deal with us, they went back. Then the Gittacullers and the McCoys, they went back shooting at each other. So, brother, what we have to learn that nobody going to love us until we love ourselves. And right now, we have to love righteous people, and the best is righteous people before we love each other and have some unity. If the righteous people don't learn to love each other and work together, they should be extinct. They're working for extinction. Because Allah said, come here all together and be one. Here trying to be somebody else that we'll never be. You got black buns running through the neighborhood. You got people running through the neighborhood. We got women talking about they white. Which they probably is on the inside. But they say, I'm white. I'm a white person. And you got African-American women and men calling each other out their names in front of their children, in front of the next generation. That ain't going nowhere until we stop it. And what can stop it? Christianity is one of the reasons for that, because you're holding up a Caucasian God, a European God, and telling people that God came in the European people. That is the biggest blast. That's another one of them outrageous lies that we want to get rid of. And Allah has told us that he's not going to change our condition until we change with bothering our heart. And the only thing should bother our heart to be last at everything. There's hundreds of thousands of souls in your neighborhood, and you don't own one. And supposed to be your neighborhood. Everybody got business in your neighborhood coming. You going to their business, but they ain't stepping foot in none of yours. Nobody. Chinese, Mexicans, nobody. But you stepping feet in all of their business. Papa John's, Popeyes, McDonald's, Burger King, and Charlie and O'Reilly and every restaurant, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Do you know the African American men, a woman and made Kentucky Fried Chicken, made the first biscuit that we love to eat for breakfast, but we own no major chain of selling breakfast for the world, but we made all that pancake and all other stuff, grits. We have made all of that, but we don't have no part of ownership in those things. Why? Because the people stole it from us. They made law that we couldn't do nothing about it. Why we can't do nothing? Because they got on the books we 3/5 of a human being. That's at the change. We all should be working for the change of that language. Because those people who put that in the language, they done got comfortable with that kind of language. We 3/5 of a human being. We're not really human. And then like Imam Yusuf Abdullah said, they use the Bible. They use Cain. They use Noah, Son, Ham, and relate that to us. And when you check out the story and you analyze it, there's a man who been fighting evil for all them years. He protests evil. He stood against it. He fought against. They laughed. They saw them. But God told them to build an ark. He built an ark. He got every soul that was everything, every soul that was wanting to get on the ark, he brought it and put it on the ark. Every human being that wanted to go. All the other people laughed at him, although they was in an evil lifestyle. They have no love of God. And this man had to start raining, and this man floated for so many weeks until he hit dry land, and all the people that didn't go with him died. as a man was a righteous man. God picked him. You going to tell me that man, once he get on dry land, he see all the promise that God and everything that Allah said he was going to do. You going to tell me that man going to turn back and do something evil? That man going to get drunk? No. Allah know who he was choosing to do his work. But no, they had to put that in scripture. His son, he cursed his son. Well, what that got to do with me? What that got to do with you? That what that got to do with me and you? They used that on us. They said that the children of Ham will be cursed. They will have to care the woods and take care of the people that used them. You think God would put something like that in a book? Make that revelation? But an evil man with an evil mind would do that. And that's what they did. They went in the Bible and they took out the good and put a whole lot of evil in there. Commandment is broken. Allah says, don't make no image. That sounds like Allah talking. Don't make no image of him. Then he explained why. And where not to make no image up in the sky. Don't make nothing on the earth. Don't make nothing in the water. That covers everything. But they did it anyway and gave it to us. They the one came up with the color water, the white water. You couldn't drink out of any fountain. The same man kept you drinking out his fountain. You got lint. You got beat to death. But that same man let a black dog lick him in the mouth and eat off his burger. Same man. But you couldn't drink nothing. He couldn't drink. He wouldn't drink nothing after you. This is what we have lived under. And Allah said he would never change our condition, change that condition, until we change within our hearts about each other. We don't hate nobody. African American, we try to love everybody. Too many times we have learned to love the evil one. We have learned the one who hate us the most. And that's why they came up with pimp. The pimp would take a woman and treat her like a dog, a dirt, treat her less. And that pimp, that psychological thing that pimp put on that woman made that woman love him more. You know who came up with pimping? Who came up to be Iceberg Slim? Who taught him how to be pimp? It was a Jew. It was a Jew that told him how to do. Read the book of Iceberg Slim, the pimp. God blessed him with $2, and they worried him to death. Everybody was at his $2. You can't do wrong and get away with it. Can't do it. So let's look at the reality. The young man said, we need business. And these people studied building math. And we need schools for our children. You ain't going to have no children. You ain't going to have no next generation unless you educate them yourself. It's as simple as that. The Caucasian man educating his children to be like him. To run his business, to keep his lifestyle going. And that Caucasian child followed him. They become lawyers and all that. And when they go to court, they speak for you, but they ain't going to speak for you letting they get paid. I've seen plenty of African Americans get them judges, them lawyers, plenty of money, and sometimes they get them cut loose. And sometimes they pay them all that money. And the judge said, no, you can't leave. And the lawyer then took the money and then told his client that he going to get him off. He lied to him. Ain't nothing that the person can do to the lawyer because he's going to jail. So all these lies. Lies on top of lies given. They said most time you get go to court, your
your sons were given to you over a golf game. He talked about how many times they're going to give you over a golf game.
Mm-hmm.
So let's wake up. Nobody going to love us until we love each other. And Allah is not going to change after this until we change within our hearts about each other. We are come down the road. We don't want to work with each other. We don't trust. It's hard to find when after the Caucasian, how many people have got through with us. It's hard to find an honest person among them that we can put $1 million in their hand, $2 or $3 million, $100 million in their hand, and we don't have to worry about them. That's hard to find somebody like that. And the most people that we still got today that were like that we could trust is the women. A lot of men, you put that kind of money in their hand, and they ain't no Muslim, not no true Muslim, your money gone. So we have to work to change. We, like the brother said, New Africa, ma'am, actually, can we see it? We can't see it, and we ain't trying to build it. And the leaders that we see among us, they ain't trying to put no New Africa together. Trying to put themselves together. Imam told the Imam, Wahid Muhammad told the Imam, don't touch the money. Let the secretaries, get the secretary get the money. Don't you touch it. You need money, go to work. Go get you a job. So what he told them, get them a job. You think they heard? I want to pay the Imam some attention. No, they live off the community. Until we demand more, we're going to keep getting less. And we can't blame nobody but ourselves. Can't blame nobody but ourselves. We got all this. We got that beautiful Quran to tell us how to live our life. But here come Dallin Thomas. Here come the one who's going to lead you away from truth. There he comes. Yeah, the Quran said that, but I wouldn't do that. I ain't gonna follow it. Well, I remember one brother said he told one sister that he follows his own gut feeling. He don't follow what the Quran said. Well, he ain't around there no more. But that's what he said. I don't follow. I follow my gut today. Gut full of shit, excuse me. If the gut don't have a lot of extra in it, I guess he still trusts his gut. He had too much in it. I guess he still trusts his gut, but he's not in no more. Huh? He didn't say I trust the Quran. I trust what the good leader says. He said, I trust my own gut. Told us it. Just came back and told us. So anyway, thank Allah. On the Mr. King, keeping us on the straight path, giving us the opportunity to reach paradise. Everybody get this opportunity. Truth comes to everybody in one form or another, because all of us have an opportunity to weigh whatever being said to us. And once we weigh what's been said to them, we have the right to choose what is best that we heard. We have the right to choose what's best. So let's do that. If there anybody else would like to say something, we got a long time, but we got a few more minutes. Anybody else want to say anything at this time? About 10 minutes. Rocky, you still there?
I got a statement.
Well, let's hear your statement, though.
Well, I had one to talk about the Imam Suleiman from Atlanta Masjid did a beautiful cook by dealing with relationships. And it's on Facebook. And it was dealing about the psychological damage of us, of the male and female, the poison that's been put in our head about relationships. And we know how Allah rectifies our fears in our relationships and who are supposed to be our friends and our allies in our relationships. And the obedience that Allah commands us to be towards Him and our women to be towards us, and for us to be respectful to our women. And our relationship as our ummah, we have to work on it, because our divorce rate is kind of high, and our tension and our relationship with our couples now it's kind of high as well. The love is not there, went out the door. But what's there is the foundation that Allah has set for us to use our worship. But we have to understand that in relationships, we are each other helpers, because each one of us have a responsibility and a mission. Our first responsibility is to respond to what called that attention to be responsive to. That's Allah. And our mission is to get back to Allah. So our spouses are our helpers. And more is going to fall on the man to maintain, to protect, and to provide. That falls on the man. And if the woman wants to help her man, then that's her choice. But she don't have to. The man had to work two jobs, and that's what he got to do. If he got to create other avenues to work, then that's what he got to do. But the mind frame the man gave us, and which is the mind frame I'm trying to give my ummah, and myself and my ummah, is that we collectively work together. We don't have to die of stress for not being able to provide for our families. No, it's supposed to be a community effort to make sure that we are not just a financial responsibility, but we are healthy. We ain't being stressed out and dying of stress because of our responsibilities. So it's to utilize the commandment of Allah. It's to utilize it. It's to bring it into power so that we can see it. We have to work on our relationships. Every day we're supposed to get better blessings than we did the day before. Every day. Every day we're supposed to love a little bit better than we did the day before. This is now as if Facebook is, if you don't have no order in your life, you be done liked every picture, every girl and showed you. Every man and showed you. This order that Allah gives to his servants, he give to us. It's a beautiful order, because it give us discipline, and that's what our relationships are not having, discipline. And when a brother is smiling too much or flattering a sister too much, then he got to be checked. It's not normal. The obedience, the, the woman's supposed to be obedient to her husband, not to any other man, but to her husband first. And she have to prove herself that she is obedient to her husband, as she proved to her parents. That's why she married him. Well, they're good spouses to be together. That's why they choose themselves to be together for each other, as they prove to the community that they are for each other. And this is very, very important, believers, because without good relationships, you ain't got no community. Community will deteriorate itself right in front of your eyes. It will fall apart. It will fall apart. If you're a lover, if you just got love, that much love, you know, pull your sister to the side. Tell your sister, you know, it's ways you can do it. Pull your brother to the side. You think your brother being a little bit too aggressive? He being a little bit too flattering for other women? You got to pull your brother to the side. Because if we don't respect what Allah presented for us, and Rasulullah guided us to, then we ain't gonna respect each other. We're gonna be just as worse as the European hating each other. Don't ever put yourself in a position where you hate yourself. You hate your lover. Put yourself in a position where you love yourself and you love your lover. So our conditions of our hearts have to change. And this is strength, because the children imitate what we do. They're going to do exactly what we do. Whether we subconscious or conscious about it, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. So I encourage, strengthen the relationship, strengthen your values in a relationship, strengthen. Make it where you're happy. Happy. You know, the weight of the world will tear you up. You'll be so, that's what Satan brother do. You'll be so worried about your bills. Be so worried about what you got to do and what, wow, this ain't paid. My cell phone bill got to get paid. I ain't got gas in my car. I want to eat a certain type of food today. And, you know, you'll get all caught up in all these little things, little whims, until you become an emotional roller coaster. And you'll forget about what Allah tells us to do. So if we want to grow, well, I know we want to grow. And women that's not married, look for you a husband. Men, if you're not married, look for you a wife, because marriage is half of your religion. Excuse me. It's the whole. It's the complete. It's the completion of your religion. And the ones that's married, you know, help your sister, your brother get a husband. And brothers, stop being so picky. Sister, stop being so picky. He got to be rich. He got to have this type of money. Treat me. You ain't in paradise yet. Brothers, you ain't in paradise yet neither. You don't want to go. You got to go through these tests that Allah sent you. You got to go through these tests. You can't avoid these tests. Because if you avoid the tests Allah commanded upon you, he going to give you so many other tests that you ain't going to be able to handle. So we had to utilize our relationship values, our morals, and our relationship. And we both got to be willing to do it, male and the female. But society have it where you got to kiss your woman butt. You got to make her happy 24/7. And she nonchalant on you. That's not Islam. That's the poison the European has put into our minds. And that will not uphold a household, any household, any foundation. Because your husband's supposed to be happy. We as men, I'm talking as all of us, as men, we're supposed to be happy with our spouse. We're not supposed to be happy with other women. Not saying that we can't be happy. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And our women ain't supposed to be happy around other men. They ain't. They supposed to be more happy with their husband. I ain't saying you can't have a good time and express your love and for your brotherhood or your sisterhood. But we had to remember, Rasulullah, when people went to Rasulullah's house, they never saw his wife or the children. So they gave the man a better security. Not saying that some people that, you know, you have to be that type of way. But what it does is it gives the men a better security. It gives the men a better happiness, a better peace. Because this world is beat up on your men. It beat up on a man. It beats up on a man 24/7. 24/7. If the world ain't trying to beat up on a man and the people that's looking at your man trying to beat up on your man. So we need some type of, man, we need some type of peace. And the peace got to come with our women. And it can't come just one day when you happy, you got a check and you got your hair and nails and toes done. Now it got to come when you see the real value, and the value is each other every single day. And that first knockout of Shaitan as the Ummah, as a Muslim, is when that Fajr come. When you waking up, that Shaitan whispering in your ears. You know they whispers. He whispering in your ears, and the attitude is forming itself to become a follower of Shaitan. You want to knock him out. You want to TKO him out. You want to shoot him up. You want to cut his head off. You want to cut the eyes off. You want to cut that spirit out. And you want to bring a better spirit that's going to form into that body as a Muslim, and you want to submit your jinn. It take work. It's hard. It's hard, but it's harder in hellfire. And it's harder to go before Allah and be held accountable of disrespect than Allah's servant. It's hard. And we want our women heads clear. We don't want our women heads where all of these other women in her head because of the way you presenting yourself to these women. We want our women here clear so they can be concentrated on their husbands and our Ummah. And we ought to show, we have to show that this believer how beautiful it is to become Muslim with your husband, with your wife, with each other. It has to be shown. You have to pull them out. We got to pull them out. We can't be poison. They poison. They real poison. We got a little bit of this poison. But we want our community growing. We want it growing. We want to see our neighbors coming to this religion. We want to see our coworkers coming to this religion. We want to see the man at the grocery store coming to this religion. This is the way of life. This is the life that Allah has perfected for every soul on his earth. Might don't get everybody, but you'll get five, you'll get one out of five if you work. If you work. And the best work is one who works on himself. As for the men of Allah, say, save yourself. Then save your family. Because you are the imams. You are the leaders. You are the leaders. Your women is not your leader. They're your helpers. They can educate. They can educate. They can help you form yourself who you are to become, who you are. But Allah put the men in charge of the women. This is a natural law. If a woman needs someone to be talked of. Woman needs someone to be so that they can talk for her. Allah put us in this position. He put the men in this position. He put us in this position so that we can reform society and help society to become better. It can't come better if we're not in the society. It ain't gonna become better. So Allah put us in this position, Ummah. He put us in this position to utilize our ummah to become strong. There ain't no ummah like the Muslims. No ummah. I don't care what you heard, what you're hearing, ain't no relationship like the Muslims. Ain't no love like the Muslims. Put a lot on everything we do. We bismillah on everything we do. Everything. Don't nobody could compete with us. No one. But we are the Muslims. We're the ones Allah put on this earth. But let's work on our relationships and strengthen our relationship. And can check the ones that's out of order. You know, it has to be presented to that way, this way. Respect have to come. It had to be mutual respect, mutual ties. You know, and our children, you know, got to learn from us. They have to learn from us. And we are the ones to teach our religion. No other religion than Islam that Allah accepts. It's no other religion. And this relationship between male and male and female, not female and female, male and male, but male and female. Allah constructed it that way. That's how we produce. That's some of our righteousness. That's some of our inheritance on this earth. That's how we produce. And Allah put us here on this earth so that we can. But show your compassion and your love and your forgiveness to your family before you show it to anyone else. And show love and gratitude and a good disposition. And man, we know that our leader, Imam Muhammad, wasn't good in relationships. But he said, don't go out and go get something else. You make it worse. He told us how fussy his woman was at times. Make you want to jump off the edge of the world. How fussy they are. But a man will go outside, clear his head, and he won't go. He can't fight. Can't fight no women. Woman, even in the tongue, even in your language. We should have learned that from our parents. Our parents was trying to develop something for us. They saw it before us. We can't fight with a woman. A woman got power. They say one little thing and your heart broke. You messed up your whole year, your whole day. But we got to utilize what Allah say. And we don't go to imams and run our mouths on our husbands or our wives. That's forbidden at Islam. Allah said, get two arbiters from your family. Means someone that knows the male. He knows his ego. He being a little bit too ego. He got a little bit too much mouth. He too disrespectful. He a little bit too lazy. Too much ego. She ain't making me comfortable. She's chasing me away. Yeah. You deal with someone who knows you. You don't know the imam. You know of the imam. Allah said you go to someone who knows you, two operatives. Y'all sit down because relationships are so serious. Y'all sit down at that table. Y'all chop it up. Y'all talk it out. And Allah says if that's being done, Allah says then he will rectify the affair if he wants to be put together. But these are the positions as Muslims we must uphold in our relationship and leaders, not just of our family and our women and our children, but leaders of the world. So we have to take our place and our positions as Allah gave it to us. And we are the leaders of the world, as we should be leaders of our house. And nothing masculinity or crazy about it. But a man is a man. A man means mine, and woman means womb of mine. And the love have to come together and have to spark back. That's what going to build these relationships. That's what going to build our community. That's what's going to build our generation. And that's definitely what's going to build our economics.
I saw Blake from time just about up. So we're going to close with a prayer and remember that that women are leaders too. They are in the army over their sergeant, their colonel, so they can be leaders too.
Khadijah and Aisha was Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's wives. They never took on his position. When a woman takes on a man position, she becomes masculine.
Prophet Muhammad worked for his wife.
Now, I'm not saying you can't accept a woman's teaching. No, because we came out of a woman. But you are the leader. The men are the leaders. Women are not leaders.
Really?
And you let a woman be a president of the United States of America, and she on her period, you gonna have war with every country there is.
You can't prove that.
And prove it in your house. If you're going to be real. And if we're going to be real with each other. But that's what Allah say. That's all I'm saying.
No, you can't prove that.
MashaAllah, Allah know best, and you know that.
Okay, you want to close out prayers? If you don't, I'll do it myself.
Yeah, I'll do it with him in a set time, Rajin. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Did we worship thy aid, do we seek? Show us the straight way. Where are those to whom has bestowed your grace? Not of those who have incurred your wrath, and not of those who are astray. I mean.
Alhamdulillah. Thank everybody for coming.
Bill!
That's it, brother. May Allah bless us with a good night and protect us. And we'll see each other tomorrow, God willing. I ask the Lord, Malikum.